Introduction. This is a little book about absolutely elementary mathematics, AEM, and so a book about the natural numbers, zero, the negative numbers, and the fractions. It is neither a textbook, a treatise, nor a trot. I should like to think that this book acts as an anchor to my other books about mathematics. Mathematicians have always imagined that mathematics is rather like a city, one whose skyline is dominated by three great towers, the state ministries of a powerful intellectual culture, our own as it happens. They are, these great buildings, devoted to geometry, analysis, and algebra, the study of space, the study of time, and the study of symbols and structures. Imposing as Babylonian ziggurats, these buildings convey a sacred air. The common ground on which they rest is sacred too, made sacred by the scuffle of human feet. This is the domain of absolutely elementary mathematics. Many parts of mathematics glitter alluringly. They are exotic. Elementary mathematics, on the other hand, evokes the very stuff of life: paying bills, marking birthdays, dividing debts, cutting bread, and measuring distances. It is earthy. Were textbooks to disappear tomorrow, and with them the treasures that they contain, it would take centuries to rediscover the calculus, but only days to recover our debts, and with our debts, the numbers that express them. Elementary mathematics, as it is often taught and sometimes used, requires an immersion into messiness. Patience is demanded, pleasure deferred. Decimal points seem to wander, negative numbers become positive, and fractions stand suddenly on their heads. And what is 3/4 divided by 7/8? The electronic calculator has allowed almost everyone to treat questions such as this with an insouciant indifference. Quick, accurate, and cheap, it does better what 100 years ago men and women struggled to do well. The sense that in elementary mathematics things are familiar, half-remembered even if half-forgotten, is comforting. And so are the calculator and the computer. Faithful almost to a fault, but the imperatives of memory and technology do prompt an obvious question. Why bother to learn what we already know, or at least thought we knew? The question embodies a confusion. The techniques of elementary mathematics are one thing, but their explanations are quite another. Everyone can add two simple natural numbers together, 2 and 2, for instance. It is much harder to say what addition means and why it is justified. Mathematics explains the meaning and provides the justification. The theories that result demand the same combination of art and sophistication that is characteristic of any great intellectual endeavor. It could so easily have been otherwise. Elementary mathematics, although pressing in its urgency, might have refused to cohere in its theory, so that, when laid out, it resembled a map in which roads diverged for no good reason or ended in a hopeless jumble. But the theory by which elementary mathematics is explained and its techniques are justified is intellectually coherent. It is powerful. It makes sense. It is never counterintuitive. And so, it is appropriate to its subject. If when it comes to the simplest of mathematical operations, addition again, there remains something that we do not understand, that is only because there is nothing in nature, or in life, that we understand as completely as we might wish. Nonetheless, the theory that results is radical. Do not doubt it. The staples of childhood education are gone in the night. One idea is left, and so one idea predominates: that the calculations and concepts of absolutely elementary mathematics are controlled by the single act of counting by one. There is in this analysis an economy of effect and a reduction of experience to its essentials, as dramatic as anything found in the physical sciences. Until the end of the 19th century, this was not understood. A century later, it is still not widely understood. School instruction is of little help. Please forget what you have learned in school, the German mathematician Edmund Landau wrote in his book Foundations of Analysis. You haven't learned it. From time to time, I am going to ask that listen